Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include the expansion of an iconic engineering business, but first, monies allocated for the NDR.
An extra £10 million was given for Norwich's Northern Distributor Relief Road, the NDR, against firm government policy in order to avoid further delays to the project. It has emerged. Internal Department for Transport emails sent ahead of funding approval for the scheme have been released under the Freedom of Information legislation and reveal that the decision went against strict procedure. Campaigners have criticised the lack of scrutiny over the decision and said that there is no justification for the rise in costs. Development consent had been given in June, but the next month Norfolk County Council returned with revised costs. An additional £10 million of government funding was approved in September, despite warnings from advisers within the Department for Transport. A further £19.9 million was provided by the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership and Norfolk County Council to cover the concerning rising costs. "Even if ministers wish to provide the money, we do not have it," one DfT adviser wrote on July the 17th. Yet just 4 months later, funding was approved.
Farmer Tony Martin has been released on police bail after being arrested on suspicion of possessing an illegal firearm. It is understood officers arrested Mr. Martin and police spent the day at his derelict detached home at Emnath Hungate near Wisbeach. Mr. Martin, who is 71, served 3 years in prison for shooting dead Fred Barris, 16, at his home in 1999. He was initially found guilty of murder, but this was reduced to manslaughter in appeal. Mr. Martin has been released on police bail until February 2016.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy not so far away, a small group of Star Wars enthusiasts set up a club for fans which is still going strong more than 15 years later. The Norwich Star Wars Club UK turned 16 last month, but will celebrate its anniversary later this year, following what has been an out-of-this-world time for the club, which has more than 1,600 members worldwide. In the past 12 months, it has moved to a new base at the aptly named New Hope Christian Centre in Norwich, and buoyed by interest surrounding the release of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, has seen membership swell and has even started a new club night in Suffolk. Richard Walker, president of the club, which has raised between £130,000 and £140,000 for charity over the years, said, "It's been a very successful year for the club. All year we've been inundated with bookings from people for outings and birthday parties. The interest has been phenomenal."
A call has today been issued for people to have their say about plans for up to 1,000 new homes on the site of a golf course on the outskirts of the city. Developers Persimmon Homes want to build hundreds of homes and a primary school on the site of the Royal Norwich Golf Club in 6 phases over the next 10 years. But the application, which will be determined by the Broadland District Council later this year, has attracted opposition from many, including Helston Parish Council, with traffic, healthcare, environment and education among the main concerns. The Parish Council will send its formal response to Broadland in the coming weeks, together with some of the 400 or so responses it has had following 2 public exhibitions about the development, but currently does not support the application in its current state. The scheme has also attracted criticism from members of the public, but despite their concerns, a public meeting held last month heard that fewer than 40 people had made representation to the District Council. Sheila Gurney, the chairwoman of the Parish Council, branded that as pathetic and has called on people living in the area to make their feelings about the application known. Mrs. Gurney said, "I would still urge people to contact Broadland District Council about the development because they can still make representations." She added, "People have to realise that this will have a knock-on effect on the community in lots of ways. Mrs. Gurney said the main concerns about the development included the road, GP provision, environmental issues, wildlife, drainage, and the density of the scheme. The golf club has been based in Helsdon for more than 100 years, but members of the club last year agreed to move to Weston Park in a move which will go through no earlier than 2017. The final decision will be made by Broadland District Council.
An army bomb disposal unit was called to Norwich following reports of suspicious cases. The unit was called at around 4:30 p.m. after three small cases were found near a residential property in the Golden Triangle area of the city. An eyewitness said that they had seen the team travel along Unthank Road with their sirens on, and the Ministry of Defence confirmed that the bomb disposal unit had been called to Norwich. However, it was soon confirmed that the cases were empty and of no risk to the public.
An iconic sports car brand will accelerate its growth plans after councillors gave the green light to a workshop expansion. Classic Team Lotus vision to replace its Potash Lane workshop in Hethel with a new facility close to the existing site was unanimously backed by South Norfolk Council's planning committee. Clive Chapman, the son of Lotus founder Colin Chapman and managing director of Classic Team Lotus, said the existing workshop has held back the company. Recently, we have turned away customers for the want of better space and premises. Joe Mooney, Planning Committee Chairman, said, "I think we are very fortunate to have this business in our area."
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365, or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, from us and from everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye and a Happy New Year.